says, no. Halacha k'Rabbi Yosi b'moyed uv'yavol. Both places we hold like Rabbi Yosi's halacha. That what you that an oval and on chol moed you are allowed to cut your nails. The Gemara says why the Yom Hashmuel halacha kedivrei hamekel b'yavol. Whenever you have a machlokes in hilchos avelus, since it's always at the rabbanon nikalacha avelus and hagav avelus, you always pass the lechumra the lekula. Therefore, you're allowed to cut your nails during avelus. The Bais has brought down that if you cut your nails before Yom Tov, then for sure you're allowed to cut them during Chol HaMoed also. We'll soon see. Now, Pinchas, Achva de Mashmuel, Pinchas, Mashmuel's brother, Yitzchak ben Milsa, that Pinchas was sitting Shiva, one of his Mishpacha was Nifta. Is Oil Shmuel and Meshul, Taime Minei. So Shmuel went to see how he's doing, went to Menachem Oval. Rashi says, the Dabra Libu the Pinchas went to Menachem Oval to talk to him. Is Chaznu Letufrei Tevin Efficient. So Shmuel realized that Pinchas' nails were very long. So Amalei, so Shmuel asked him, Amalei Shekaltalu, how come you didn't cut your nails? Amalei, he said back to them, so Pinchas said back to Shmuel, his brother Shmuel, Iba Didei, Heve, if you would be an Ovel, something would happen to you, Mi Mezalzalta Bei Kuli Hai, would you be Mezalza so much? In other words, it's a machlokes if you're allowed to cut your nails or not. So I want to be machmir. Like, what are you telling me to cut my nails? Like, would have you also cut your nails? That's what Pinchas answered back to Shmuel. So the Gemara says, "Hevi kishkaga she yoytza v'lefnei hashalot." It's like a mistake that went out of the shalot of his mouth. And if you say something, like a Talmud Chacham says something, even though he didn't realize it, it could do something. The Yisra bei Milsa b'Shmuel, and it happened was in Echnami, Shmuel now became an Ovel. Somebody, his mishpacha was mace. So because what Pinchas said, that would you be mizalzel, so you have to say, when you become an Ovel, so that's what happened, that Shmuel became an Ovel. Now, oil Pinchas achva l'meishol time minei. So now Pinchas, his brother, came to Menachem Ovel, came to see Shmuel, how he's doing when he was sitting Shiva. So what Shmuel did was, shach linol tofrayu, he took his nails, chav tunol yape, he threw it at him, and omalei, like he got angry at his brother Pinchas and said to him, "Lest l'cho, don't you hold bris krusalis vasayim? There's a special bris about your mouth. In other words, if you say something, you have to be careful what you say." The Yom Rav Yechanon, minayim shebrisa shebris krusalis vasayim. How do we know there's a bris about the lips? That's what you say. Shenem Raposik says, "Vayomer Avram el Norav shvu lechem poyim achamor v'yani v'yanar nelcho adkoi." Ravomavino said that we're going to return. Mashmawi means him and Yitzchak, his son Yitzchak will return. And that's what happened. That even though Avram went to Shecht Yitzchak on Yakedah, what happened at the end was that they both came back. So you see, when a tzaddik says something, it's Mekuyim. So therefore, you have to be careful what you're saying. So you, Pinchas, should have not said to me, what's going to be like, what would you do if you're an Ovel? So Rashi learns, Zakino Meroyf Kas, he threw his nails at Pinchas because he was angry at him, but for sure, for Hoda Machnes Lo de Zork in Russia. But right afterwards, he went to collect them again, because if you throw away your nails, you call the Russia. So Mora says like this now, Sovimine Diyad in the regular. We thought, which nails can you cut on of your hands? That's important to cut your nails on your hands. But to cut your feet, your nails on your feet, that's not so important. There you can't cut either on an Ovel or when you're joining the Avelis. Omer Ravanan said no. Omer Ravanan batachlipo lididi mefashin li minei de Shmuel. I learned from the name of Shmuel that loishino the yad, loishino the regular. It doesn't make a difference. Both takara muta. Now Omer Rav Chia Barashi, Omer Rav uveg nustero osser. But to use a regular scissors, that's osser. You can't cut your nails with scissors. To use scissors, it's also. So Ratoisa says, Pirish Baruch Shukliya Mesuk and Little Tipanayim. Special scissors meant to cut your nails. That's also to do, Pashas Mashma, both on Chol HaMoed and on Avelis. Both it's also. Allah is brought down by Avelis. Dikiz Asuch Isra Avelis, I mean to say. And Omer Av Shomin Bar Abba, Heavy Kim No Kaimed Rab Yechanan. I was once in front of Rabbi Yechanan Bei Midrasha in the base of Medrash, and it was Chol HaShemayit, V'shaklinu L'tufrayu B'shinei, and he did off his nails, Vizakinu, when he threw it on the floor. That's what he did on Chol HaMoed. He bit off his nails and threw it down. So Gemara says, from this Maisa, Shema Mina Tlas. Here we learn out three things. Shema Mina Mota Lito Tzipanayim Chol HaShemoed. That you're allowed to cut your nails during Chol HaMoed. Or at least this type of cutting, but with biting. And the second thing is, Shema Mina Ein Bohen Mishramis. It's not a Misa thing to do, to bite your nails in front of somebody else. Like, if it's not nice, if it's mis, if it's disgusting, you're not allowed to do something like that in front of your friend. And here he bit his nails in front of him. So it's mashma, it's not mis to bite your nails. Or Shema Mina Mutal Azarkan, you're allowed to throw the nails on the floor also. Like here, until he bit the nails and threw it on the floor. So Moshe says, Amy, it's not that way. For a time you learned. Shloisha Devorim Nemubitziponayim. There are three things that were said about nails. Ha Koivro and Tzaddik. Whoever takes his nails after he cuts them and buries them, he's called a Tzaddik. Sorofro and Chosid. Somebody that burns it, even a bigger thing, he's called a Chosid. A Bezorka, if somebody throws it down, Rosha is called a Rosha. So we'll see why. So Moshe says, Time am I. Why is it called a Rosha? What's so bad about throwing your nails down on the floor? The Teretz is Shema Tavra Leim Isha Ubra. We're afraid maybe a pregnant lady will walk over them. V'tapil, and she'll be mapil. We're afraid she'll lose a child that way. That's why you're not, it's a sakana, therefore you're not allowed to throw your nails down any place that an Isha may walk over it. But the Teretz is, though, in a Beis Hamedrash, you're allowed to throw your nails. Because Isha be Midrash L'Shchicha, an Isha doesn't come into the Beis Hamedrash. So in the Beis Hamedrash, there you're allowed to throw your nails on the floor. Fred Gemara, V'chi Taimim, maybe you tell me those Zimna D'mechan Shiluhu, V'shadalu Avroi. But at Kol Ponim, you have the man come and clean the floors. And when he cleans the floors, he'll pick up the nails and throw them outside into the street. And then you should be afraid maybe Nisha will walk over, a pregnant lady would walk over them. So Mar says, Kivon di Ishtani Ishtani. No, it's only a sakana when you throw the nails down to the first place. The first place it hits, if an Isha walks over that place when she's pregnant, it's a sakana. But if the nails get moved around from one place to another place, then it's not so bad. Then it's not called a sakana. Yeah, the place that landed was in the Beis Hamedrash, it's not so bad. When they move it from place to place, outside, it's also not a sakana, and there it's not a sakana either. Omarav Yudah Omarav. Zug bo mechamson lefnei Rebbe. There's like a zug, means a pair of Tamid Chachomim came from Chamson in front of Rebbe. O mazutra, master mazutra learned zug bo mechamson lefnei Rebbe. O bikshim remember they asked the shara like this, the pranayim, are we allowed to cut our nails or not? When the Rashi says, they asked the Shalom when they were in Ovul, are they allowed to cut their nails or not? Tziponayim. V'hitolem, he was mad to them. Now, v'imbikshu mimenul shofar, hitolem, if they would have also asked the Shalom if you're allowed to cut your mustache off or not, he would have also been mad to it. You're also allowed to cut your mustache even when you're in Ovul. Shmuel Lomar, Shmuel says, Enechanami, af bikshu mimenul shofar, they also asked the Locha, can we cut off our mustache or not? V'hitulem, and he was mad to them, he said yes. Now, Omer Avitul Safra Mishmei Derav Papa, that Safra Mizovis Lazovis, when you're allowed to cut off your mustache, it means from one side to the other side. Rashi says, Misoifa Pela Soifa Acher, from the end of one side of your mouth to the other side of your mouth. And Omer Avami Uve Safra Makevis, that's when you're allowed to cut your mustache, doesn't mean to cut it very, very small. It just means if it's growing too long, the hairs, and it's hard for your teeth, it stops the food from coming in, you're allowed to cut it off. That's the reason why you're allowed to. Because it's makiv d'achilo shtiya, and it's mias, therefore you're allowed to cut it off. And Omer Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak, Levidi, Keshafa Makevis Damali. That by me, the same thing, it's makiv, it bothers me, I can't eat, therefore I'm allowed to take it off. Rashi says, Danina Datoi, he was like an istanis. It bothered me, and therefore any part of my mustache, she was mut of him to cut off when it was novel. The famous paro in the Torah that was there by Moshe, who amma, he was tall, one amma, that's all, 2 feet tall. He had a beard 2 feet long. The Master Rashi says Amosai, his Aver was an Amr and his Zeres, a little bit longer even. No, Madna Mensch. Lekayim Mashnemet, the Mekayim, what the Pasuk says, V'shofel Anoshim Yokim Alei. The small people Hashem will put over us. Like a Madna looking person, Parol, he was the one that was a ruler over us when we were in Mitzrayim. V'yomra Avitul Safra Mishmei Derav. that Paroi Shoya be Moshe Amgushi Hoya. He was an Amgushi, means so Rashi says the Machlokes in Shabbos, what exactly it means. Chado Macharshi, Lachi Yoitz Liyar Bishvil Machshefus, he was a witchcraft he had. V'idach Armi Gedufei, he cursed Hashem. Yeah. So the Pasuk says, why? Shenema says, Hina Yoitzi Amayim, he went out to the waters. So either he did Kishuf there, or else he acted like he was the God, and he made himself as if he's angry with Hashem, he's the God. Right, then the Mishnah says, V'yelu Mechapsim B'moyin Abonim Dinas Hayom. These are the people that are allowed to wash their clothing during Chol HaMoed, even though a normal person is not allowed to wash his clothing, because he's supposed to wash your clothing before the Yom Tov. But these people that came over the ocean, or they just got freed from jail, they're allowed to wash their clothing during Chol HaMoed. Omer Rav Asi, Omer Rav Yechanan. Mi Yishen Le'el Cholak Echot. Somebody only has one set of clothing, is also Mutal L'chafsim Chol HaShemoed. He's also allowed to take it off and wash it during Chol HaMoed. Moser Rav Yimi, Rav Yimi Yesakasho. Our Mishnah says, Eilu Mechavsim B'moyin. Habomim Dinas Hayom. Our Mishnah doesn't say that case. Our Mishnah says only other cases, where you come over the sea, or where you get out of jail, but it doesn't say if you have only one set of clothing. So Moser says, as the Moser Kasher is, Haniin, Mishen Lo Yelachol Lekechot Loi, but somebody that only has one suit, can't wash it on Chol HaMoed. So it's a Kasher on Rav Yechanan. So when it says, Omele Rabbi Yaakov Rabbi Yirmiyah, Asav V'lecho, I'll explain it to you like this. Masnitzin is talking about Afagav Yisle Trey. Even if a person has two or three suits, or Metanfin, he got dirty, still you're allowed to wash them during Chol HaMoed. Since you're an honest, you couldn't have washed it before Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to wash it during Chol HaMoed. Mashenkin here, that's what the Mishnah is talking about. People, the normal people, have a few sets of clothing, they could only wash in these special cases. Somebody that only has one clothing, one suit, he's allowed to wash it even if he didn't come over the ocean or get out of jail. Sholach Rav Yitzchak bar Yaakov, bar Yuri, Mishmed Rav Yechanan, Kli Pishton Mutal Lechavsim Chol HaShemoed. Flax, a cloth made out of clothing, made out of flax, you're allowed to wash during Chol HaMoed. It's not so hard to wash it, doesn't get so dirty, it's easier to wash it, so you can even do it in Chol HaMoed. Most of Rav Yestakashi, it says in the Mishnah, Mitzvachas Yadayim, only a towel that you draw your hands on, you let it wash in Chol HaMoed. Mitzvachas HaSvarim, or else the barbers are